Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade was mixed today, with corn and soybeans both trading higher at the end, up 6 1/4 in the March corn at $3.90. About 8 cents off of its low. Beans about 14 cents off the low and 10 cents off the high. Closed up 11.5 cents at 10.07. Now wheat futures in Kansas City and Chicago both lower. Chicago steady to 4 cents lower. And Kansas City down about 3 to 4 cents with July of 2015 at 5.52, down 3.5 cents. Most eyes for grains were watching the USDA Ag Outlook Forum today, which came out with the latest round of acreage for the new crop, grains, and cotton. That sparked most of the move today, as that was released this morning. The USDA also updated their 2015-16 average price estimates. For corn, they lowered to $3.50, down from $3.65. For wheat, $5.10, down from $6 last year. And then beans, they lowered to $9, down from $10.20. And lowered cotton, 1 cent, down to 60 cents from 61 last year.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The big surprise today was on the acreage report. Beans were 83.5 million acres. Last year we planted 83.7. Everybody was expecting a pretty big jump. The estimate was 86 million acres, which was 2.5 more than what it actually was. 2.5 million more than it actually was. So that was kind of the big surprise on it, and probably the reason why beans rallied throughout today. Corn acres were 89 million, right in line with where they were expected to be. Wheat acres were lower than last year at 55.5 million. Last year, all wheat was 56.8. So that's a 2.5% reduction from last year, which could end up being significant in the long run. All cotton, 9.7 million acres, down from 11 million acres last year. That's just a reflection of the much lower price this year from last year. So really, again, the big surprise was the bean acres being quite a bit lower than anticipated. That could all change going forward, but the 2.5 times bean to corn ratio is about where it normally is anyway, so it may not be that wrong.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, April live cattle down 112 at 151.50, June down 70 at 144 even. March feeder cattle 55 lower at 202.55, April down 50 at 201.57. April Lean Hogs up 282 at 67.05. May up 232 at 76.72. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 3.5 at 544.5. May down 4 at 545.5. March Chicago wheat unchanged at 527.75. March corn 6 higher at 389.75. May up 5.75 and 397.75. March soybeans up 11.5 at 10.07.25. May up 12 at 10.11.25. March cotton down 18 at 64.44. May down 63 at 64.69. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.